Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. Hey guys, welcome back. It's time for another Quick Tip Thursday. And this week's question comes to us from Sherry in Ohio. Sherry says, Joanne, I know that social media is king, but my question is, which social media should I be on regularly in order to build my real estate audience? Well, Sherry, that's a great question. And it's actually one that I get asked a lot because we as real estate agents tend to research and look at what other agents are doing that we think makes them successful. And we fall into the trap of thinking that that's what's going to make us successful. The truth of the matter is, yes, you do need to be on social media. Sorry, not sorry, ladies. It is not going away. But that doesn't mean you have to be on all the platforms and play. Instead, find the ones where your ideal audience is. If your ideal client, and I know that there are some of you listening out there right now that is like, well, my ideal client is anyone who's going to buy or sell a home. And that's not true either, folks. Your ideal client is someone that you will enjoy working with, you'll be successful with, and that you can form a relationship with that will then refer you to their friends. It's the law of attraction and likes attracting likes. So if your ideal client is the first-time home buyer in their early 30s, most likely those people are on Instagram. They are following the reels. They are following the dances. They are watching your stories. So make social media on Instagram your platform to get involved with. If your client is primarily the CEO of major corporations, there is a really good chance that they are heavily business-minded and they might also be on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is not for everybody. Not everyone lives and breathes on it. But if your ideal client does, then that is the social media platform that you need to get very good at using. If you personally never research anything on YouTube, don't understand YouTube or how it works, now is not the time for you to learn YouTube. Instead, get really good on the social media platforms that you enjoy using yourself. And later down the line, once you've nailed it, you're consistent with it, and it's just like riding a bicycle, then you can start looking into the platforms that maybe you're not quite as good at using because you yourself don't use them. The one thing that we do know for sure heading into 2022 with social media is this: video is king. It's kind of like that old song, video killed the radio star. Well, guess what? Video has now killed the just throw a post up about just listed or just sold and hope to God someone reads the post and responds to the post. Nope. You need to get on video. Your ideal audience needs to see your face and hear your voice. And ladies, don't worry about your face always having the perfect filter or makeup on. The truth of the matter is, the more authentic and real you are with your audience, the more likely they are to respond to your choice of social media. You sent a question in to me today, Sherry, because you've been listening to the podcast. Maybe you've gone to my Instagram and checked me out a little bit, but you've probably gone through a process of getting to know me without me even knowing it. And that's why you thought, hey, I'm going to ask her this question and trust her answer. Your clients are the same way. If you always show up perfect on social media, guess what? You're going to always have to be perfect at every appointment you go on as well. That is what your audience has learned to expect from you. But if you are a real estate mom with small toddlers and you show up on social media stories on Instagram half the time with a mom messy bun, no makeup on, and you are just real and authentic, you are far more likely to attract other moms who need to buy or sell because you have talked to them on their level, you have shown them you're authentic, and they will respond very, very well to that. So I guess overall what I'm saying, Sherry, is there is no one magic social platform. It really is the one that you're going to use the most and get consistent with and be on video and be authentic. I hope that helps, Sherry, and anyone else out there who has got a question about being a woman in real estate in any phase of your life, just text the word tips to 678-736-8055 and you'll get added to my mentor and tips list where I send out weekly text messages and answer all your questions. And who knows, your question may end up here on the podcast.